News. I'm Laura Winters. New this Sunday morning, a growing number of Republican lawmakers urging President Biden to restrict travel from China to prevent the spread of a mystery respiratory illness that is spreading in that country. Children's hospitals here in states like Ohio reporting an uptick in pediatric cases. The serial killer in Los Angeles caught. USA's Skip Kelly with more.
A suspect accused of killing three homeless men in L.A. has been apprehended. He was already in custody for another murder near L.A. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna here.
By Thursday morning, very early Thursday morning, they placed Jared Joseph Powell under arrest for murder and robbery.
He was charged with three homeless men's killings after a car identified near the first shooting was confirmed as the same vehicle present at the scenes of the three homeless men's killings.
In other news, you can hear the chaos after a bombing in the Philippines. The president there urging calm and promising justice. At least four people killed during the Catholic Mass. The attack comes just one day after the Philippine military killed 11 terrorists from an Islamic extremist group. To Paris, where a 25-year-old man is under arrest, accused of stabbing to death a German tourist and injuring two more people with a hammer. The French Interior Minister says the attacker was stopped by police, who fired a taser at him twice in the stomach. Detectives in France say after this man was cuffed, he expressed anguish about Muslims dying in Afghanistan and the Palestinian territories. To politics, former President Trump holding two campaign events in Iowa, bashing Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis, who is running against him. The Iowa caucus in about 6 weeks. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
To the Middle East now, where the IDF continues to take out terrorist targets in Gaza. So far, a new deal to release hostages still not finalized. More than 100 Israelis still being held.
Let us harness the power that we have together to build a cleaner, healthier, and more prosperous future for this generation and for generations to come.
You're listening to Vice President Kamala Harris, who was in Dubai for the COP28 climate summit. President Biden and China's President Xi opting to skip this event. The focus, cutting fossil fuels and tackling climate change. Here's the Vice President.
The United States is proud to join more than 115 nations in a commitment to double energy efficiency and to triple renewable energy capacity by 2030. And because of our historic investments, the United States is on path to meet these goals.
The very latest now on one of the court cases involving former President Trump. Here's USA's John Schaefer.
A federal appeals court Friday allowed lawsuits against Donald Trump over the U.S. Capitol riot to proceed. The court dismissed Trump's claims of presidential immunity, but stated that he can continue to argue that his actions were taken in his official capacity as president as those lawsuits move forward. I'm John Schaefer.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.